Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today on the program, we're going to hear a little bit of Dr. Ron Rietveld's presentation last night at the Pella Public Library about Marion County and the Civil War. One of the biggest focuses of the presentation was on a war within the war. That was between those who supported the war effort and those who didn't. Those who didn't were called Copperheads.
Just a matter of within a year or two, the same area was taken up with another movement. We called it the Copperhead Movement. It was an anti-war faction of the Democratic Party created much animosity and fury here in Iowa, especially in the years of 1862 to 1864. And I'm telling you, it's the same area as where we've had underground activity here. Named for the poisonous tan viper snake. You know, copperheads, as you well know, can blend into their background and therefore are very deadly because you don't know they're there. And they're there by stealth. They hide and will attack their victims by hiding. They will ambush their victims. These anti-war Democrats were given the title of the viper. The reality is that virtually all those who denounced and resisted the military draft would be Democrats. However, they were more active in the populated western states of Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois than they were in Iowa. These Democrats represented the most conservative wing of their party on issues of emancipation and the draft, and financial legislation, which passed the Republican Congress in 1862, but they were active here in Pella and in Marion County during the war years. Now, I'm going to be sharing a story with you, just is not known. And I'll tell you ahead of time before my conclusion, it's because when the war came and the North won the victory of that war, those who opposed it were so discredited they went into the woodwork. And history books have not picked up the story I'm going to share with you. Although it was not purely a political movement, it manifested itself in a political way. Although most Iowans supported the war effort, there was a sizable vocal minority who did not do that. And were usually not riffraff. Anti-war Iowans often suffered ridicule, physical intimidation, even death, but they also caused the same.
And the feud between these two groups did get violent, and it got violent in this area.
But sometimes Copperhead action became repressive, even openly defiant, and even deadly. The 33rd Iowa Infantry Regiment had been organized under President Lincoln's call in June of 1862, the date of filling up and organizing the companies was around August 20, but they picked their campsite right here in Oskaloosa at the Mahaska County Fairgrounds, and they called it Camp Tuttle. And within the first week of September, all the companies arrived there, and they erected their own barracks. Their first duty was to learn to drill. That must have been a sight. These are farm boys, mostly, not city folks. And they're out there learning to drill. On October 4, the regiment was mustered into the United States service, and they had these great dress parades at Camp Tuttle at Oski. And then there was a young man named Walter Ream of Company I, the 33rd. Enlisted on July 28, 1862, and while walking the streets of Oskaloosa, a shot rang out and he fell dead on the street, a victim of a copperhead attack. The first casualty of the 33rd Iowa was in Oskaloosa. Matt Williams from Monroe was a strong man. All of his neighbors knew where he stood as a pro-Union man. There was a copperhead meeting held in a small church near the Williams farm just southwest of Monroe. Matt attended the meeting, and the speaker at the gathering became, quote, quote, so violently treasonable in his remarks, end quote, that Matt shot the speaker down in the pulpit. He went directly home from the meeting and told his wife and his sons just what he'd done and why he'd done it. He said he was walking to Knoxville that very day to enlist in the Union Army. He walked 16 miles, arrived in Knoxville in due time and was enrolled in the 33rd Iowa Infantry. He told the recruiting officer that he'd like a few days to return home to Monroe to attend a little Copperhead business. You see, Matt told the recruiting officer that one of his Copperhead neighbors had taken a shot at him in the dark of the moon. And he wanted to impress on his Copperhead neighbor the virtue of not disturbing his family while he was away in the Army. The officer offered to send a detail along with Matt to attend to this business, but Matt said he didn't need any help. He could take care of it himself. There followed the long walk back from Knoxville to Monroe. And Matt stopped at the offending Copperhead neighbor's house and informed them that if on his return he learned of, quote, I'm quoting Matt here, any molestation of my family, that he would exterminate the entire tribe upon his return. I quote his son, they were the finest neighbors for the rest of the war.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Dr. Ron Rietveld's presentation at the Pella Public Library last night, talking about the Civil War and two groups who were present in Iowa on differing sides of supporting the war or not. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.